good for my voice, but you won't fool the children of the revolution. Now you won't fool the children of the revolution. Now, now, no. Yeah!
That is the Denver Mexicans from 1988 doing the Dream Syndicates. John Coltrane, Stereo Blues. Now I should mention that David Provost from the Denver Mexicans was actually a member of the Dream Syndicate at one point. It has a writing credit on that song. But that was his post-Dream Syndicate project. He, last word, lived somewhere out in the Philly area. Before the Denver Mexicans, how about the Who by request? Nick reached out to me via the emails at wrctrequest@gmail.com and said, "Moxter, could you go back to 1973's Quadrophenia and play I'm One?" And I said, "Of course I can." And if you heard the snap, crackle, and the pop, played that off of the original vinyl, or as original as we get, which is, I'm not going to say duct taped, it's masking tape together, but the masking tape is probably 50 years old. Because the album's loved that much. Before the Who, how about some T-Rex doing Children of the Revolution? Silkworm in that set of music with their version of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. And I start off the entire set with some Mudhoney. Mudhoney doing The Rose in celebration that the film was released on this day back in 1979. Well, that gets us to where we are now, which is like almost 4 minutes where I want to be. Yeah, I'm running a little late, but I have a mock to get to. I mentioned before we have a fountain pen mock coming to you because today, the first Friday of every November, is National Fountain Pen Day. And I'll tell you, you know what? I forgot to look up to see what the significance of why it's the first Friday of November. But it is. You can figure that out. Before we get into the mock, I want to remind you that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated. And guess what? They sell new and used records and CDs. Again, located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, they have a website, atticrecordstoreinc.com. Or you can always call them up at 412-821-8484. You might have heard me mention earlier that there are a lot of songs that say fountain pen in the lyrics. So I've weaned it down to 10 songs, two sets of five for you. Starting from the debut album of The Beautiful South, it's a song for whoever here on Viva La Mock.
From the bottom of my pencil case, I love you in the songs I write and sing. Love you because you put me in my rightful place. And I love the PRS checks that you bring. Cheap, never cheap. I'll sing you songs till you're asleep. When you've gone upstairs, I'll creep and write it all. So many songs about you, I forget your name, I forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name.
Jennifer, Allison, Philippa Sue, Deborah, Annabelle too.
I forget your name. Case. I love the way you never
song for you.
I wrote this song for you.
Jennifer, Alison, Philippa Sue.
Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in a wagon, as into town he rode.
3 months ago, I was in Rome, Italy, not New York. I don't know what I was doing there. I got this sandwich one day, and they gave me a newspaper with it. It was the only newspaper they had there that was in English. And they had all the news from all around the world just crammed into 4 pages. They didn't even have any funnies in there, you know. Every time you turn a page, something just jumped right out at you, you know. But I found an old friend in there, and I wrote her a song. It's for Dear Abby.
Dear Abby, dear Abby, my feet are too long, my hair is falling out, and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I've no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. Bewildered, bewildered, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me, and my kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, Unhappy. Unhappy, unhappy, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, dear Abby,
dear Abby,
dear Abby, dear Abby, you won't believe this, but my stomach makes noises whenever I kiss. My girlfriend tells me it's all in my head, but my stomach tells me to write you instead. Signed, Noisemaker. Noisemaker, noisemaker, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knock no wood. Dear Abby, dear Abby, well, I never thought that me and my girlfriend would ever get caught. We were sitting in the back seat just shooting the breeze, with her hair up in curlers and her pants to her knees. Signed, Just Married. Just married, just married, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Signed, Dear Abby.
This is a calling card. Maybe it will be a farewell note. The poison fountain pen now requires the antidote. And I should become a shrinking fly. Just punch me on the arm. This could be our finest hour. Till now, this was my view. But I'm counting on you. I'm a helicopter.
feel a fond caress, but when you start to speak, I attempted to confess. Well, I was a gloomy soul, never thought I'd see a brighter day. The dark interior blows the silver clouds away. Till now, this was my view.
Wrapping up the first half of the mock. It's a fountain pen mock. Today is National Fountain Pen Day. You still would have thought I might have looked up the reason why, and I haven't. Charlemagne from John Cale's Vintage Violence album. Wrapping that up. I want to say the album, I thought it came out in like 72. I'm looking at the album right now, sorry. Because other notes say 69. I don't think it came out in 69. Maybe it was 70. I don't know. It came out a long time ago, which is why you heard a lot of popping on that vinyl. Because that album is over 50 years old. Almost pushing 60, I think. Hey, before the John Cale, how about Elvis Costello from 2002's When I Was Cruel with My Little Blue Window? John Prine also in that set of music with Dear Abby. Went back to Sweet Revenge from that. Birds in that set too, doing their version of Pretty Boy Floyd from Sweethearts at the Rodeo, and The Beautiful South from Welcome to the Beautiful South with a song for whoever. All songs that have a fountain penned at some point in the lyrics. We've got five more songs to wrap up the mock. Going back to a Meat is Murder for this one. It's the Smiths. Rush Home Ruffians. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Of the fair by the big wheel generator, a boy is stabbed and his money is grabbed, and the air hangs heavy like a gull in wine. She is famous, she is funny, an engagement ring doesn't mean a thing to a mind consumed by brass and money. And if I walk home alone, I might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still too foul. The last night of the fair, from a seat on a whirling waltzer, the skirt has sent for a watching eye, it's a hideous trait on a mother's side. From a seat on a whirling waltzer, the skirt has sent for a watching eye, it's a hideous trait on a mother's side. And though I walk home alone, I walk home alone, but my faith in love is still to go. Then someone falls in love, and someone's beaten up, and the sense of being dulled are mine, and someone falls in love. Is all a tremulous heart requires. A schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die if I jumped from the top of the parachute? This is the last night of the fair, and the grease in the hair of a speedway operator is all a tremulous heart requires. Schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die if I jumped from the top of the parachute? So scratch my name on your arm with a fountain pen. This
kiss me. Would you really love me? Scratch my name on your arm.
Out of a fountain pen.
This means you really love me. Remember I walk home alone. I just might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still devout. I might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still devout. I might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still devout.
You know, sometimes, baby, I feel like being a fascist regime.
My credentials are impeccable, and I should be the president of that factory. Give it to me now, I need it more than you.
Thank you. pretended that you didn't exist. That way, I loved you more. You suggested we get married and move into a house. I suggested that we jump overboard and live underwater in the lost city of Atlantis, where mermaids sing and tuxedo dolphins bring you breakfast. 1 year later, I was transferred to the moon. Worse pay, better hours. I was transferred to the moon. Worse pay, better fellow workers. I built our love out of blood. I went to the dentist and told him, take out my heart. I feel better than James Brown.
James Brown, I feel better.
Some Descendants wrapping up a mock. From the Enjoy album, 1986 is when they came out, Days Are Blood from Descendants. Before that, went to The Clash's final album, Cut the Crap, for Three Card Trick. What's Not Was gave you I Feel Better Than James Brown off of Are You Okay? Fetus, 1981. The Def album from Fetus came out. Flashback, the name of the track. I started the entire set out with the Smiths. The Smiths with Rush Home Ruffians, or Ruffians, depending on how you want to say that word, of A Meat Is Murder. That was a fountain pen mock for you. Today is National Fountain Pen Day. I did decide to like look up some things and find out what I can find out about National Fountain Pen Day, and all I can say is that the first Fountain Pen Day was celebrated on November 2nd of 2012, so that was obviously the first Friday. Beyond that, I didn't say why it was even celebrated. So anyway, doesn't matter. It's a national day. You still get mail. You don't get the day off. You just get to listen to Viva La Mock. You know what? And if you don't want to listen to Viva La Mock, guess what? There's other shows we have. Like today, this afternoon, I was out in my car driving around. I'm like, oh, Zombo's on. He takes what I do with the mock, and then he expands it to like a three-hour show. And this week, it was Monsters. So he's playing all bunch of songs with Monster in the title. Yeah, what happens is Zombo will get in your brain only on Fridays.